We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tiger's best round on tour since 2013 at the Bridgestone Invitational. Fittingly, that was his last professional victory. He can't catch Webb Simpson. No one can. He's got a 7-stroke lead through 54 holes, and pro players don't cough up those kinds of leads. But, you know, Simpson's not the story. Just because the outcome of the tournament has already been determined, today will not be a coronation for Webb Simpson. However, I'm guessing the ratings for the final round at the TPC will be massive. And it's because of Tiger. I wouldn't be surprised if they matched or even topped today's Celtics-Cavaliers Eastern Conference Finals. I really liked what Michael Bomberger of Sports Illustrated had to say in an article that he wrote about Tiger's third-round performance yesterday. Here's the title of the piece. Riding the Tiger High. When Woods is rolling, watching him is like a drug. It's impossible to get enough. And that just about describes me to a T. I did a lot of running around yesterday. I wanted to watch the Vegas-Winnipeg game last night. That was really the only sporting event I planned to watch. I'm out of Pittsburgh, so big hockey town. Marc-Andre Fleury's in net for Vegas. He's a hometown favorite. And that was really, going into yesterday, the only thing I cared about. I don't subscribe. I hate when I hear, you know, the golf expert in air quotes tell you how the Players' Championship is the fifth major. It's not. When a career is over, when we talk about golfers' legacies or when we compare golf greats, nobody includes tour championships, player championships in the discussion. So even though I'm a novice golfer myself, who is probably more into the game now than I was 5 years ago, I'm not such a golf nut that this tournament would interest me. The reason why I'm spellbound by it is because of Tiger. And I'm just, to give you some background here, I'm out for lunch yesterday. I'm catching up with someone who I haven't seen in a long time. So I should be in that situation, socially engaging and into the conversation and trying to make up for lost time and, you know, have a little fun and get caught up to speed on, you know, what I've missed with this person. And instead, the golf is on and I couldn't stop watching it. I got the Golf Channel on at lunch. I'm watching Nota Begay and Justin Leonard talk about this incredible round Tiger's having, and I didn't want to leave. You know, his front nine's wrapping up. He shoots 30 on the front nine. He killed it. And I'm not a Tiger fan. I've been pretty open about that. It's not the infidelity that bothers me. It's the way he's treated people over the years. I've read and I've heard too much about that. It's not a team sport, so you choose to root for the individual or the person. But Tiger's magnetic. He's become irresistible. Ninth hole drive, he hits it 325. I see him hit a 4-iron yesterday, 260 on the green and 7 under through 11 holes. It was the best Tiger Woods, the best version of Tiger Woods we've seen in a half decade. So getting back to this Sports Illustrated article, golf.com article by Michael Bomberger, Tiger Woods is like a drug. It's impossible to get enough. I want to know what makes him so addictive. Why is it that Tiger Woods has this pull, has this kind of control, has this kind of allure about him that despite his struggles and despite really his irrelevance as a professional golfer for such a long time, hasn't won a major in almost a decade. Why is it that he can have a big round? He can start the day way back. He can have a performance, a virtuoso performance that reminds you of vintage Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods in his prime. And why is it that whenever that happens, somebody like me, who doesn't have a red Nike golf shirt in my closet, didn't grow up with Tiger Woods posters on my wall, didn't look at him as a role model or as somebody I aspired to be, didn't have a bunch of Nike equipment because I wanted to be Tiger, wasn't playing his video game nonstop, didn't go out into the backyard and chip the ball around and fist bump and jump up and down. Why is it that I'm so into Tiger Woods? What is it about him that draws you in? And I've really been thinking a lot about this, and I'd love to hear from you this morning on the Tiger Woods effect. Why is it that you watch? Why is it that you care? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express here on CBS Sports Radio. You've got one of the best golf writers, Michael Bomberger, saying that Tiger Woods is like a drug. You just, you know, you think you're over it. You think that you're clean. And then he has a great round and you get sucked right back in. And I think for me, it's watching someone who fell really hard, who had this incredible fall from grace, this Greek tragedy, this scandalous, sordid fall, starting with the incident on Thanksgiving and then his tribulations from there on. Waking up, you know, having a police officer knock on his driver's side window and Tiger being so out of it, he didn't know what state he was in. I think it's watching somebody fall to what you thought was the depths of despair, rock bottom, and watching that guy try to get back up again. And that's another reason why this article I'm talking about really resonated with me. Because I think it's watching Tiger try that interests me so much. It's not coming easily. It's not like through repetition he's come back here and he's a force again. It's a struggle. He has to grind out rounds now. He has to. It's not effortless. And I think that struggle has humanized Tiger. It's made him more relatable. Maybe it's even humbled him a little bit. I don't watch Tiger Woods because I'm rooting for him. I watch because I want to see if he can somehow achieve greatness again. Can he win a tournament? Can he compete in a major? And to be honest, he's already exceeded my expectations. I thought he was done. I mean, there have been some, and not just the mugshot of him looking so disheveled and out of it. I mean, that was the breaking point for me. But even before that, the back injuries, the psychology of sports, the mental side of the game, I didn't think he'd ever get it back. And he hasn't mastered it. It's not like he's back on the mountaintop. But I didn't think I would watch Tiger Woods put together a 65 in one of the biggest golf tournaments on the calendar, the best round he's ever had at the Players' Championship. I mean, think about that. From 97 to 2007. So he had a 10-year run where he was the most dominant athlete in sports, and he played the players every year. This was not a tournament that he would take off to prepare for the Masters or, the U.S. Open. This is a big purse. There's a lot of money in this tournament. So he played every year. He's won it twice. And up until yesterday, he never had a 65. He won't win another major, but he's in the conversation again. And so I want to know why you're watching. I expect on Monday we'll get a press release from NBC Sports that says this was the most watched Players Championship in a long time. Even though Webb Simpson is going to win going away here, it's the Tiger effect. It's that he did something yesterday that reminded us of Tiger Woods when he was invincible. And for me, it's watching somebody whose life fell apart before our eyes. Very public fall. And the books and the people that have come out of the woodwork to denigrate Tiger Woods and to talk about how his personal life was such a mess and not being able to have command or control over really much of anything. Just what a mess this guy was. And he hasn't solved the puzzle yet. He isn't right, but he's gaining on it. And there's a big NBA game later today, but Tiger Woods' continued tour of redemption, trying to get back to what he once was at 42 years old, I think is the most interesting thing today. So I want to just continue to pose this question to you this morning. Sports Illustrated Golf.com comparing Tiger Woods to a drug. What makes him so addictive? Why is it that somebody like me can be out and about with errands and things to get caught up on and people to see and things to do, and yet when Tiger Woods makes a charge and makes a move, I still want to stop everything and watch?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.